USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What's happening in Venezuela, said
President Trump, discussing the volatile situation in Venezuela in an exclusive interview with Fox News.
When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore, no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all. He was incredibly nice and kind, and when I told him about this, he understood, but, you know, I'm bummed out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as a Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureva.com.
The Attorney General Bill Barr refusing to appear before a Democratic House Judiciary Committee hearing on Capitol Hill on the Mueller report. Staff lawyers, not lawmakers, would be asking the questions, so he says thanks but no thanks. But House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York saying
he has himself unfairly attacked the special counsel's investigation. He has failed the men and women of the Department of Justice by placing the needs of the president over the fair administration of justice. He has even failed to show up today.
Now, Barr did answer questions for more than 5 hours from senators the day before. Here's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Attorney General Barr has been very transparent, brought forward the information. I think it's time to stop wasting this majority and actually get something done for the American public.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, the Nasdaq down almost 13 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump hosts the annual National Day of Prayer event at the White House. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence hosted a Rose Garden ceremony for the National Day of Prayer. The president spoke about the power of prayer and also believes
people are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again. And they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed, or in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores Merry Christmas. They'd say happy holidays.
The number of sexual assaults reportedly on the rise in the U.S. military, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
This latest Pentagon survey that's done every 2 years shows the number of sexual assaults went up last year to over 20,000, which is the highest in 5 years. That survey finding that female service members between the ages of 17 and 24 are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. The survey results are going to lead to changes in its sexual assault prevention efforts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.